Welcome back, family. I have a message from God for you. He sees everything you've been through. You've encountered liars and manipulators who tried their best to bring you down. Many times, these deceivers aimed to drag you to their level, but you stayed anchored in God's wisdom. You kept your heart pure and didn't let them dictate who you are. Each day, you trusted in God and the path He set out for you. You recognized their attacks as inconsequential because you were blessed by God. You confronted their attacks head on. I know, Chosen One, that even though you faced deeply personal and harsh attacks, there were moments they pained you, tempting you to retaliate and inflict the same hurt they caused. But the wisdom, resilience, and faith you hold in God are formidable. God has always shielded you, providing strength whenever you needed it most. That's why, despite their mean and hurtful actions that could have devastated others, you emerged stronger, a true hero. Each time you remained true to yourself. Remember, God is always with you. Others might not understand how you can stay so calm or handle things so smoothly, and you might be shocked at how bold some people can be towards you. But here's what makes you stand out. Your ability to control your reactions is exceptional. These challenging experiences have turned out to be unexpected lessons for you. They've taught you just how deceitful people can be when you're not careful. But in the end, that's their burden to bear, not yours. You've chosen to rise above it all, learning from each situation and strengthening yourself against any future tricks, all without losing who you are. No matter what comes your way, you've kept your heart solid gold, pure, brimming with love, and always rocking a positive outlook, eager for the good times ahead. Some folks might not see this side of you because you're big on protecting your vibe, but that doesn't mean you've lost your shine. It's not that you're not into people. You've just come to terms with the fact that people will be who they are, and you've been through enough to get that. So yeah, you've become more selective. Who wouldn't? Often people get it twisted and think you're putting up walls, but there's a clear line between being defensive and just keeping your energy clean. You took a deep dive within and figured out how to be your own best pal. That's why you're not out there stewing in anger all day. You're just chill, keeping it smooth and steady. You're not sweating over what others are up to. And just because you've decided to cut ties with certain folks doesn't mean you've got any bad blood with them. Some might assume you've got beef with them because of the rough patches you've faced together. But as someone who walks with God, hate just isn't in your vocabulary. You don't hold grudges. What you do hold high is respect for yourself. You know when you're being played, and you've learned to shut that down fast. You've chosen to say no to them and yes to yourself because how you feel really does matter. You are done with sidelining your own emotions, tired of always putting yourself last. The love you hold for yourself is powerful. It's been fueling your journey, lifting you through new levels of personal development and maturity. It's this growth that's got people surprised at how you respond now. They didn't see it coming, but you've evolved, and your reactions are a testament to that evolution. It always throws them for a loop. Sometimes the way people can wound you hits deep, but simply hurting you isn't enough for them. They crave seeing you unravel. They hunger for a fierce reaction so they can twist the story in their favor, making their fabrications seem legitimate. Sometimes you can even sense it coming. Your gut never lies. I've actually talked about how on point your intuition can be in one of my videos. Make sure to check it out, especially when their true colors show and you see them for who they really are. Even if you've handed out forgiveness, it doesn't erase the clarity with which you now see these folks. It completely alters your feelings toward them, reshapes how you view them, and fundamentally changes how you'll handle them from here on out. You recognize their true intentions, and that changes everything. They might have done some truly low-down stuff to you, and afterward, they hung back and watched, waiting for you to make your move. But it completely blindsided them when they didn't get the meltdown they were so eager to see. Your silence did the heavy lifting. Your calm was your superpower. It wasn't about clashing head-on for you. You clinched victories by staying on the high road and letting God handle the skirmishes for you. You can't even imagine how badly they wanted you to lose it. But instead, you came out on top by simply letting things unfold and cutting ties where necessary. No bitterness, just a profound love for yourself and your peace. You stepped away from the nonsense and the endless drama they thrive on. And no, that doesn't make you heartless, cruel, or cold like they might have predicted. You just chose a different, higher path, far from their chaos. You're dialed into enhancing your own life. That's precisely why folks are taken aback by how you're steering through life these days, especially given the rough patches you've navigated. People often reflect on how they might have handled similar challenges or the impact such trials might have had on them. That's exactly why they find your resilience so astonishing. You'd be surprised at just how many of these folks are still keeping tabs on you, watching your every move. They definitely didn't anticipate your strength, your guidance, your ability to remain protected. You constantly defy expectations, always turning out better than anyone predicted. This continual surprise keeps everyone on their toes. You're still the good person you've always been, but certain people struggle to accept this image of you. It bothers them that you didn't morph into a version similar to them, or worse, turn completely sour. Instead, you did the complete opposite. You stayed true to yourself, emerged even stronger, and stayed kind. You didn't let the negativity of others drag you down. In fact, your ability to remain untarnished by their malice sometimes makes them feel worse because they see that despite all their efforts to drag you down, you're not only unbothered, but untouched. Your refusal to turn bitter actually leads some to a moment of self-reflection. It forces them to question their actions towards you. Why did they do what they did? This introspection might even lead them to reassess who they are and how they've been operating. By this point, you've likely faced a fair share of disappointments from many around you. But each of these moments taught you valuable lessons that you carry with you every day. These lessons shape you, fortifying your character and enhancing your journey forward. And now, you're rocking a level of wisdom and sharpness like never before. These days, you're all about doing your own thing, loving yourself and safeguarding your vibe. And really, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Yet, that's not the path people figured you'd take. They had you pegged as the type to be knee-deep in crafting some elaborate revenge plot. They were convinced you'd take a rough patch and spin it into an even bigger storm. Sure, you might be plotting and planning, but it's not what they think. You're not crafting revenge, you're laying out blueprints on how to uplift your life, mend your spirit, boost your health, and enhance your overall well-being. Trust that God is looking down on you with pride because you stayed true to your core, resisted the urge to turn bitter and harsh. You've recognized some folks for who they truly are, and sometimes that's meant stepping back from them. But you never stooped to their level. Imagine if you had turned icy, vindictive. That would have just played into their hands, made them feel like they'd won, like they'd broken you. But nope, you didn't let them reshape who you are. You haven't responded the way they expected. You kept your cool, but believe me, you've been keeping tabs, taking notes. Through all this, not only have you learned heaps about the true colors of others, but you've also gained deep insights into yourself, thanks to their actions. But that's all good. The toxic chapters you've decisively closed off, they're just making space for fresh starts and better vibes. Look ahead, because brighter days and richer experiences are on the horizon. You're way above any petty games. I've got so much love for you all. We're all in this together, every step of the way. Take it easy, family.